There's like no, that's so abrupt. There's like no timer countdown. We just start. Here we are. Hey, yeah, we are
nowhere in particular.
I am Rosa.
And I'm Ricky.
And we're happy you're here with us. Thanks for hanging out. We are.
This is second episode.
Episode number two.
Number two.
Number two. Number two. Okay, celebrate all wins. Yeah. That's how we roll around
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, here at Nowhere in Particular, we have nowhere planned.
Yeah, no destination. Yeah. We kind of go nowhere, anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, we're not a destination. We're a show. And thanks for hanging with us. And we say that because we recently... I keep saying I'm trying to count my ums. So we recently got the website. It's not live yet, but it is going to be nowhereinparticularshow.com. So because we are a show and not a destination.
We're also on all social medias at Nowhere in Particular Show.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah, I forget that's a social media.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out. We're happy you're here and... our first episode was so much fun. We didn't. What was really cool was that we didn't edit anything. We just, and we also just like really went into it and then threw it on the internet.
And we got a pretty good response.
It's been a good response. Yeah. And the feedback's been great. So I'm really thankful for them.
It's been so great.
Yeah. So what we are hoping to achieve is to have like raw conversations. And because of that, we don't really want to edit. Because when you're having a raw conversation in your living room or at your dinner table or outside on the patio, that shit doesn't get edited. Yeah. So we don't want to see. Yeah, we're going to have some ums and some silences. Yeah, thanks for hanging with us and sticking through it.
Should we get started on some topics?
Buckle up, baby.
Are we going to talk about BWBs?
BWB? What is
that? Baddies with boundaries.
Okay. Oh, I like that. Hashtag BWB. I'll take it. You know, I'm here for the hashtag. As the older millennial on the group. Baddies with boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, be a baddie with your boundaries.
Absolutely.
Like, it's important. If you're not, who will be?
Mm-hmm. And you have to, like, set them for yourself because no one's gonna like, go by whatever you're thinking in your head unless
you... your boundaries are, unless you set them, you know? And, you know, like, having a dog, he always kind of tests my boundaries or his boundaries and see how far he can get with things. And I think that's just, like, in our nature as animals and creatures, we all just kind of see how far we can get. So it's important to hold your own because nobody else will. So you have to do it for yourself and be a badass about it. Be a baddie. It's totally okay.
It's really just self-love.
But it's really about loving yourself.
Yeah.
And it's loving yourself enough to say, hey, I'm not okay with this, whatever it may be.
So since this is October,
dun, 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 dun,
let's talk about boundaries around like ghosting.
Ooh.
Like, have you ever ghosted someone?
You know, I'm definitely guilty of ghosting. I've ghosted quite a bit, but I feel like that goes into like the boundaries things because if like you cross a boundary and it's uncomfortable for me, if you're a new friend and you cross a boundary and I'm like, it's not worth the conversation to me. So I'd rather ghost than go into that conversation with someone who I'm like, it's not worth the effort. In my opinion, it depends on like if it was somebody that actually, I don't know. I feel like it's so hard as an adult when you meet friends. Like, you don't really know people, and then you get to know them, and you're like, actually, I'm not okay with this. So,
I don't like that.
Yeah, I just kind of start to, like, fade away.
Wait, so give us some deets on, like, one story.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So, I actually ghosted someone accidentally. Well, I don't know if it counts.
Wait, how could it be an accident?
It wasn't intentional. I double booked. I had two dates booked on one night. I was fucked and busy. This is how your girl rolls. Okay. I had two dates in one night because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the first date went really well. It went so well that I lost track of time. And when I looked at the time, I realized I missed my second date.
It wasn't meant to be that.
Yeah. And I thought, fuck it. Well, let me just let me just like finish this off. Like, I'm like, I already ghosted. Like, what do I do? And I don't know this person. Yeah. So I don't really owe them anything. So I didn't do anything that day. But the next day, the next morning, I text and a text saying, whoops, sorry. I apologize for that. Like, if you're open as, you know, hanging out again, yeah. I'm open to it too, but I apologize for that. And they wrote back. Actually, they just ghosted me. They didn't write back. And that was okay. But, heartbroken, someone I never met. And so I was like, but 2 weeks later, this person reaches out and says, hey, since I'm such a nice guy, I'm going to give you a second chance.
Boy.
Yeah. That's exactly. So then I blocked him. Because I was like, boy, if you have to call yourself a nice guy, I'm fucking running.
And you're testing that 2 weeks later and now you're bored.
Yeah. Nothing else was going on and you're like, let me go back to the rotation, which it doesn't work that way with me. So sorry, bye.
Those are called boundaries.
Okay. But you know, when I see this guy often now.
Really?
We go to like the same coffee shop. And I wonder if he remembers. I definitely remember because I did meet him one time. Mm-hmm. We met and then we had a first date and it was nice. Mm-hmm. And then he invited me on a second date and I ghosted him for the second date. So.
Oh, wait, why did you ghost him for the second date?
Because I was on another date and I was going so much better. And I was like, cool, I prefer this vibe. You know, hashtag options. So, how about you? Have you ever ghosted?
Yeah.
Are you spooky?
I'm like, I feel. Like, you should always ghost people if you feel like it's best for you. Because at the end of the day, you're not responsible for anyone else's, like, emotions or their ability to deal with anything. And I have ghosted someone.
Spill the tea, baby.
We were, like, talking. It wasn't that serious. It was just, like, kind of dating here and there. And I felt like it was getting a little too serious for what I wanted at the moment. And there was just, like, little small things of, like, wanting me to show up for, like, moments when they weren't feeling that good. And it's, like, I'm not, like, at that place.
Okay, right, you're not an, like, ESH. We're just having emotional support human.
Right.
Okay. We got to work towards that. You don't just get that.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, I'm not just going to be showing up for you.
Yeah, we just met.
Yeah. And we were just, like, having fun. And it became, like, problems with, like, I don't know, like, me not being available enough or something like that.
Bad.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm like, that's not my responsibility. I'm not responsible for taking care of you. And so I just stopped talking to them.
So just, like, ghosted? Like, they text you and you just never responded?
Yeah, just, like, never continued. Because it wasn't. They did reach out. Maybe, like, a month or two later, they text me. I still never responded. I actually saw them in person.
How'd that go?
They did drag, so they were doing a performance.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm cool.
Gonna be in a show. Okay.
Yeah, so like, I really don't care. And so like, I wanted to tip them because they were giving a good performance,
okay, like,
you know.
Good baby, here you go.
And I gave them the money, they texted me later and they were like, don't ever give me any money while I'm performing again. And I was going to be petty.
Venmo me back.
I was going to be petty and say, well, then send me my money back. Yeah. But I never text back.
Okay, you know I would have. I don't mind being petty sometimes.
And
don't
matter.
Play with my money.
Know how you want to feel.
No, I know.
And then like 3 months later, they text me again, like apologizing. And I still never responded.
Well, at least they took accountability and you don't owe them any a response at all. But yeah, accountability is everything. Mm-hmm. It really is like taking accountability in what you've done and who you are and showing up.
And also, like, I think the big thing around like boundaries and ghosting is like you're only responsible for your own emotional health. And so if it's affecting anyone else, I don't know. We were trying to do a lot of time check.
Yeah, we were. I mouth. And he's looking. That's why I'm so sorry. We're just getting it together. Okay, we're figuring it out now. Okay, cool.
But yeah,
we got time now. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. Okay, keep going, please.
I forgot where I was at.
Oh, you were saying no. we gotta stop and pause and record. I mean, and play. No, you were talking about
You're only responsible, like, for your own emotional health. And if that means, like, you need to ghost someone, then, like, ghost them. That's how I feel. I know some people are like, ghosting's not cool, and you can at least give someone a conversation. And I just feel like if you're in a place where you feel like you can, sure. But if not, that's not your responsibility.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sometimes I'm on that side where I'm like, dang, ghosting isn't cool, even though I'm guilty as charged. So hypocrite, foot in my mouth of saying it. But I know it's not cool, like, for the person on the receiving end. Yeah. But the person on, like, if there's two people involved usually, or multiple people involved, more than one person, and it's not just you. So it's interesting to think about, like, when I'm getting ghosted, I'm like just thinking about how I feel and not how they might feel, like they might not be ready, or they might not, you know. So I think that's good to keep in mind.
And we're all, like, talking about dating and stuff. Do you have any bad, like, dating stories outside of ghosting?
I have so many. I could write a book. I really could write, like, a little coffee table book. I know. Oh my gosh. But these, I have some gold. I have some gold. I mean, you know, like,
you do.
I know. I've shared a lot with you. I always take it with a grain of salt, and I'm like, I feel alive. I'm glad I did it. That sucked, and that wasn't fun, but fuck it. I am still in spirit. A little notch under my belt. Yeah. I have a few. How about you? I have quite a few.
Not really any bad dating stories.
Okay, I like that. That's
one time I, like, stood someone up on accident, actually my current husband.
So it started off bad, but it ended well, it sounds like. Yeah.
It was just like a little, I fell asleep. And he was coming over, and I fell asleep, and I felt so bad the next day, and that's kind of like how we, like, really started developing our relationship.
So you took accountability.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's very mature, and that's hard to do, and it's hard to find.
Yeah.
Accountability.
It made me feel special.
You are special. You're so special. And look, you're married. Yeah. You have a wonderful husband who I also love. I have one that's kind of shitty. It's perfect for Halloween month, right? Just like a little shitty story. It wasn't that bad, but it was kind of gross. You know, I was seeing a guy, and I went over to his place for the first time, and he knew I was coming over. You know, he had drinks ready, and it was nice. And then I asked if I can use the restroom. He was like, absolutely. And I went to the restroom, and the toilet seat was down. Like the lid was down, and then I picked it up, and the toilet was full of shit.
No.
It was full of shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Like, he knew I was coming over. And it wasn't just like one shit, unless he has like bowel problems. It looked like he was saving. Looked like he was saving it up. Like, he's like, and I wonder, like, is he not a flusher? Like, is it, like, an environmental thing? Or is he, like have a fetish? It was very weird. But I flushed it. It was gross. And then I acted like nothing happened because I didn't know how to address that. Fine. Like, what do you do? What do you say?
Did you know that you had shit in the tummy? I was so blunt.
That would have been hilarious, actually.
So it's so hard for me to, like. If I'm bothered by something, I'm just
going to... I was grossed out. I was like, ooh, that was personal. Like, I didn't want to get to know you like that.
Yeah.
Not tonight, you know, so...
A shitty Halloween story.
Halloween's coming up. Holy moly. I think... Are we like... This is time...
I know.
What a great flow.
Yes.
We have such a great flow.
I was a little kind of nervous this episode. I don't know why.
Same. I feel like because we kind of, well, we had some TDs, which are technical difficulty.
It took us a minute to get running.
Often. Yeah. Same. I think that the frustration of like.
Yeah, getting everything together.
And we're like.
Kind of interrupted the flow.
The vibe.
Yeah. But thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, wherever you are. Yes. Happy you're here with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate the love and support.
The different roads with us here at Nowhere in particular.
Yeah, we went down a few roads.
Yeah, little baddies with boundaries. Make sure you keep up your boundaries. Let everyone know who you are because you're a baddie. Oh, ghost and story. A little shitty Halloween.
Flush the toilet. Yeah. If there's anything to take away, is like always flush the toilet. I mean, if you're an environmentalist, okay, that's one thing. But if you have someone over and you know, like, yeah, and it's a date, like, the minimum you can do is flush the fucking toilet. Yeah,
check everything, honestly.
Well, the toilet is
for sure the toilet. Yeah.
So now it's kind of a running joke with my friends. When people are like, can I use the restroom? I'm like, let me check the toilet, you know? And then when I go over, and it's because of this story.
At least it had a little benefit. Now you got a little joke.
Yeah, we can laugh about it. Thanks for hanging out. Tune in for the next show. We appreciate you. This is Nowhere in Particular. Tuning out.
We're out.
Yeah, we out.
We out
here. You don't got to go home.
But you got to go.
You gotta go.
Love you guys. Ciao. Bye.